Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If we seem a little angrier than normal here on WEEI Afternoons, it's because Stiz and Rich Keefe are forcing horror films on us. The TV behind me, the TV behind the glass in the studio. I know, Stiz, you got your whole 31 days of horror movies.
Follow at Stiz Grimy, all social.
Well,
thank you,
well
Andy.
Done. But like,
well with barbecue.
I don't like horror movies.
I don't either. I
really,
don't.
Ted?
I don't, buddy. I don't. I don't like feeling that way, man. It just... I don't like feeling scared.
I kind of agree with him.
Like it's not something I just, it doesn't make me feel good.
No.
I like to watch movies to learn something or to feel good, not to be scared.
What about Silence of the Lambs?
You know, a thriller? That's more of a thriller.
I agree with you. So that's actually a constant debate that people have. Is that a horror movie?
Thrillers, I can get down with.
What about Seven?
Oh my God. I can get down with Seven.
Okay.
So yeah. That's, I classify that more as a thriller, right? You know, if you classify, didn't they classify Sinners as a horror movie?
I believe so. Yeah.
Was it really though? And it doesn't feel like it, but there's movies that are, they claim as horror movies that you wouldn't think. There's a movie that won best movie for being a horror film before. I have to look it up. But anyway, that you wouldn't think. So anyway.
Parasite,
the Korean film.
Great movie.
So yep. Thrillers, I'm down with the you know, Friday the 13th and Freddy Krueger. No thanks, I'm good. You know, things under my bed.
Guys like to sleep at night after you watch TV? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Plus, I always go with the theory like life gives you anxiety. Things in real world give me anxiety. Why do I want to create anxiety? I want to escape anxiety through film.
What was that show on Netflix where they where you just, it's high intensity, there's a show out called Black Mirror or something.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Like
where
that,
each individual
some of those episodes.
Yeah,
are
yeah, but
it's
there was
anthological. Yeah,
right. There was another series like that that made you feel that way, and I can't think of it. What was it?
Twins Peak.
No. Twins Peak was like that.
Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks. Yeah.
You made it sound like a porn like knockoff.
That is the porn version.
Twins Peak.
What's the show that kind of highlighted where technology was scary? It kind of
that was Black Mirror.
I think it is. Black Mirror.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's anthological. Every episode's different.
All right. So I'm out on that. That is just because it's too real life. It's like, oh my gosh. I can see how this could happen to me. So anything that where the horror films are like, okay, that's not going to happen. There's not going to be a guy in a hockey mask coming at me with a knife. So, right? Unless you're Mark Sanchez, maybe. I don't know. But
too soon.
But the Black Mirror stuff.
No, Stanley, never too soon. You know the rule.
Yeah,
you could have like the strangers where a bunch of people with bags over their heads could be waiting outside your house, and that's the end for you. Spoiler alert.
All right, let's turn the page here to football.
Andy's like, I want to talk about Rudy instead.
Yeah, I made the mistake of bringing up the horror films. Yeah, I don't watch those. But I will be watching the Patriots, 1 o'clock Sunday, New Orleans, 3.5-point favorites, a team that, you know, has won a couple football games in your Patriots, is rolling. If you believe Tom Brady, they're a top 10 football team. A lot of their numbers, Ted, are trending for New England in the right direction, where you're starting to say, oh, that's pretty impressive. Points allowed, points go, like things in that direction. And then you have the Saints, a 1-4 football team that I have said, and I think Giardi kind of indicated this, probably not as bad as maybe we thought it would be coming into the season. Probably a little bit more competitive.
Yeah.
Spencer Rattler, probably a little bit better quarterback through five games. Yep. I'm not saying he's going to be great come week 17, but right now he's not terrible. So, Ted Johnson, this game, this matchup, where do you see it sort of starting off? What are some of the early keys in the build-up?
So, I think the key for the Saints is kind of what the key was for the Patriots the first, let's say, two games, maybe three games, where you said they had to play a clean game. Right, for them to win, they have to play a clean game. No turnovers, that kind of thing. Last week, the Saints forced 5 turnovers versus the New York Giants, and so I would tell the running backs, make sure you hold on to the ball, because they stripped. Was it Cam Scatabo? He fumbled going at their at the Saints' 13-yard line, and the Saints picked it up and returned it for a touchdown. Yep. 5 turnovers. How about this? One of the best names of all time, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yes.
The DB for the Saints. He had 2 interceptions. So they feast off interceptions. They're 3rd in the NFL in turnover margin. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you cannot turn the ball over. They feast on that. Yep. And for them to win, they have to play a perfect game. Their defense in DVO is ranked 31st in the league. They are not a good defense. And their offense is bottom 3rd of a lot of those rankings as well. You're the better team. You just got to go out and play like it. And you heard Mike Giardi talk about the Patriots needed to get their running game going. The Saints do not have a very good run defense. They're 20th. But the last 2 weeks, they've given up over 130 yards of rushing for the last 2 opponents. So can we get the running game going, please? 2 areas that need to get much better for the Patriots on offense. As much as this offense, you go, oh, it's rolling, it's not in 2 areas. 1 is the run. Mm-hmm. So they're dead last in the NFL in EPA per play rushing, and a lot of their rushes are off the left side. So as much credit as we give in that offensive line for blocking on the left side, they need to get a hell of a lot better in run blocking. But Mike did point out that there's supposedly it's more about the running backs because they are getting a surge. But anyway, the running game has to get better. And the second thing is the Patriots were 2nd to last before last week in red zone defense. Red zone offense. So they were getting down there and then they were not getting the ball in. So they improved that a little bit. So now they're like 29th in red zone offense. So the Patriots are having a hard time in the red zone scoring points. They got to get better at that. They got to run the ball better. And then last thing I want to kind of leave you with is what kind of defense does the Saints run? They run a very similar defense to what the Bills run. So it's a lot of 2 high safeties, and it's a lot of disguising. No team disguises their defense more than the Buffalo Bills. And you saw what Drake May did to that disguising. There was a great play to Steph Diggs, or excuse me, no. Steph Diggs was feasting on a lot of their zone concepts. And so you have to do the same thing. They're going to play a lot of zone. That's where Steph Diggs feasts is in that too high. You heard Mike say that they don't give up the big play because they have 2 high safeties. So make sure you feast on that, and you should be okay. So the Patriots are playing a defense that is very similar to the Bills that they exploited in the passing game. Can we exploit them in the running game? When you play with 2 high safeties, Fitzy, remember, 2 high safeties means that you don't have an 8th guy in the box. So you should get yards running the ball with they're going to be playing that. So to me, this is the game to get going, that running game going. And I would say this, people want to know, what is Chris Olave doing? He's pretty much their first down guy. So he's got 15 first downs so far. But like I said to Mike Giardi, their top 2 receivers, Rashid Shaheed has 0, Chris Olave has 0 X plays. So meaning he has 0 plays over 20 yards, which is fascinating when you see how good he is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And it's only averaging 48 yards per game, so he's not as much of an impact as you would think. Brandon Cooks is on that team, only has 12 carries at this point and zero touchdowns. So there's nothing really you talk about the quarterback. The thing that makes him, you know, stand out is that he's got 67% completion percentage and 6 touchdowns to only 1 interception. So he's protecting the ball. The running backs have 0 fumbles, so they're not turning the ball over on offense. And the quarterback is playing very conservative, but he's not doing anything special. So you should win this game. This should be a game that you should win pretty easily based on what I'm seeing in the numbers.
Just to expand on your lack of X play point, I know Dan Ball likes when we call him X plays. It's a big fan of that term. Yes, Dan Ball?
They're starting to earn it more. Now that the offense is playing with a little bit more firepower, I feel like X plays is getting a little bit more meaning.
Oh, okay. So when you have them, you're accepting of it.
You can't give a nickname to something your offense is incapable of doing.
Okay, I like that.
That was my issue.
So the Saints aren't an X play team. So Olave's their leading receiver. He averages 7.4 yards per catch, which is... We've lived through possession receivers in New England with the Welkers and the Edelmans. 7.4 is miraculously low. Oh. And then what's even more impressive, they only have one receiver who's averaging 10 yards a catch.
That's it.
All the rest are below 10 yards a catch.
Do you know how many we have?
And I don't.
5.
Yeah, and that'd be. I think that's kind of how it works in the NFL. 5. And 10 is not a big number.
5's a lot. I mean, you know, you would think maybe 3. If 4, but 5, so just for the Patriots, I'm just saying, I didn't mean to steal your thunder there.
No, I just, like, that's...
But that's low for the...
And I don't even think of the Patriots yet as, like, this great, explosive passing attack. And you say that, and I look at this and go, wow, their leading receiver is 7.4. Yeah. They only have one guy who's in double digits. Yeah. Like, that's that is a true dink and dunk passing attack right there. In terms of the running game, from a Patriots offensive perspective, Fitzy, there is this growing theory, and Giardi alluded to it. Our guy Josh McDaniels said it yesterday. I don't love the term because it seems like a HR-type term, but time on task. They haven't had enough time on task. Like, they haven't had enough reps at
the hell
it, patience.
Does that? Oh, yeah. Like, with the Mike Vrabel's very gentle training camp.
Yeah, so
but
like...
This is week 6, for God's sakes. Ramondre Stevenson is your leading rusher. Do you know how many yards he has, Andy?
I'm going to say 137.
You looked at the prep sheet.
I swear I didn't. Is that a good guess?
Wait, did you just do what I do sometimes with your polls?
Excuse me?
I mean, your information poll, your ex-polls. 139.
See, no, it was a good guess because he really hasn't been that good.
It's 28 yards a game as your leading rusher, WTF.
I think like 55 of that was in the first half against the Dolphins. Like the bulk of his rushing yards, he had the passing yards there too, obviously his best game. Yep. But his story has mostly been about fumbles and then last week just getting in the end zone. He wasn't really that good. He just held on to the ball and found his way into the end zone last week to have a 2-1 touchdown to fumble ratio in that single game.
Yep.
But Ted, do you buy into Josh's explanation for the running game that there is sort of a maybe an evolution, a time on task. You got a couple of young linemen on the left side. Maybe they are getting used to the physicality, the run blocking, not a lot of reps. Is there some truth to that? Do you think we could see that group, you know, kind of...
You mean Josh, your buddy?
Yeah, Josh,
good, buddy. How you doing?
Yeah, your buddy, Josh McDaniels?
Well, you got a problem with that?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Yeah, good, buddy. Your buddy.
This guy's Josh always listening and always busting balls.
Yep.
That's what this guy's doing.
Time on task. There was some truth to that. And so you go, okay, so they're not in pads, so maybe that affects their running game. And you go, well, everyone else is probably not in pads either, right? But then you go... But those are two rookies, not in pads,
and four new starters.
That might have an impact on their overall performance so far against the run.
So I think you can. I'm not
and,
putting
and in a rookie running back in Travion Henderson
and a disappointing rookie running back.
It's disappointing between the tackles, and I've been told by Michael Holly to the cows come home that he can run between the tackles. Well, he's...
Yeah, for 2 yards.
He's better at running outside the tackles, really. I don't see him much doing much in between the tackles.
Yeah, I don't either. And just in general, in the regular season, I've been disappointed in him. And maybe this is a us problem. We started to get too far ahead of ourselves. But I also think running back's a position where it allows you to get ahead of yourself. There's a lot of impactful young running backs in football every year.
Oh, yeah.
Every year there's young running backs that have great seasons. We're always told it's kind of the easiest plug-and-play position in football. And then there's that whole thing that bothers me. Was he good at pass protection or not, and why did he stop being good at it if he really was good at it in college? We were told he was
the best at it, Andy.
Right.
Like, literally, like, the people said he was the best running back to come out this century in terms of pass pro.
Well,
so where did that go?
It's okay. So the defenses in the NFL, I know this is harder for you guys, it's more complex.
I love when he talks down to us.
It's a little like they come from different angles. The college game, they don't disguise quite like the NFL. It's faster.
Yeah.
It's a faster game. So that's probably factoring into why he's struggling maybe in pass protection.
Yeah, I guess. I don't like, because it felt like it went from he's really good at it, that'll let him get on the field early, to, oh, we can't put him on the field.
Yeah.
He's not good. We got to put Ramondre back out there. Ramondre just fumbled, but it's third down. We got to put him back out there because we need somebody that can pass protect.
Right.
That's what it felt like.
Right. And can I just make one point about Josh, your best friend? No, he's not on. Okay.
Good, buddy. How you doing?
There you go. When he mentioned in that Steph Diggs play, that 33-yard bomb down the right sideline, that the left side of the line did a good job. And, did you know he flushed out to his right? That blitz was to the left, and he flushed out to the right because there was pressure.
Yeah.
That was – so he was being a little, I think, been in the truth a little bit on that.
Happens. We all do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's let's mix in a phone call, 617-779-7937. Our buddy Brandon in Boston has a take on the Patriots. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, I won't lie that the Patriots are playing pretty good, but am I a believer? Really not. You know, so we could talk about, Patriots beating the Bills, but how about them being underdogs? Let's talk about underdog wins. So you talk about New England against the Bills, underdogs, they win. Denver against Philly, they win. But I had Denver even beating the Eagles because their defense is that elite. And Bo Nix is really making strides. So you talk about Jacksonville against Kansas. Jacksonville wins. Tennessee against Arizona.
Where are we going here, Brandon?
Land the plane, Bubba.
All right. So what I'm saying is don't get your hopes. Yeah. Don't get your hopes so high that you think this team is going to.
Don't tell me how to feel, Brandon.
You know,
Fitzy can do that, but you can't.
I love Brandon. Just stay on brand always. Always stay on brand, Brandon.
Yeah, you notice he lost his way when we took him off the script. Like he had those games he wanted to get to prove his point.
Yeah.
And I think there's some truth in what he's saying.
Yeah, well, no, I think he was doing a loop-de-loop.
It's the trust question, basically. Don't believe the hype, however you want to phrase it.
So don't believe in Denver because they beat whoever.
Right, and there's
don't
a lot of hype.
Yeah, that's true. Pats are better as dogs. I got
it. But we got to show it today.
Exactly. And I would also say if it were a one-off against Buffalo, we would talk about it one way. They did take care of the team they were supposed to the week earlier. Weren't they supposed to take care of the Carolina Panthers at Gillette Stadium?
And they didn't squeak it out.
No.
They pounded them into oblivion.
Took a crappy football team that's supposedly inferior to them and made them look inferior.
Yep.
And then a week later, they went on the road and beat a team that's supposedly better and upset them. So now you're stringing together a resume. You're stringing together reasons to believe in you. But I think everybody, we've talked to every guest about it, Tom Curran, Mike Giardi, whoever, about, do you trust the Patriots? Are they really ready to be presumed winners?
Five games, it's a decent sample size. Yeah. I mean, the rushing defense, the best it's been in years.
Oh, like, it's tremendous. You can't run on them.
So
they ain't running.
I thought that was going to be one of their biggest weaknesses. So I don't know, five games, we got to make opinions, Brandon. I mean, based on what we've seen and so far, they're exceeding the expectations on a lot of different metrics. So how do you not kind of feel, I don't know, positive about this team?
So I do think if the Saints are going to have a chance, for me, from my perspective, I don't think Alvin Kamara is running. I feel pretty comfortable about this run defense now. I don't think teams are going to beat the Patriots running the football. You're going to have to beat them the way, remember how the Raiders beat them? What did Geno Smith throw for? 370-something?
Yeah, 360-something. Yeah. Which he hasn't even come close to since.
And I say, I think the Patriots kind of made it easier for him because they kept blitzing him and with zero effect in the second half, and they kept torching them. The Patriots don't blitz like that anymore.
They blitzed him, and Christian Gonzalez wasn't part of the defense.
That's
Alex Austin was on the field.
There you go. There you go. That's a good point.
Thank you. Yeah. I think Spencer Rattler is going to have to throw the ball more than 6.7 yards to beat the Patriots. And I think this Patriots defense, assuming, and we haven't really gotten into this, has any of us have concerns about Christian Gonzalez being limited yesterday, being on the injury report? No, it was planned. Don't worry about it. He's questionable, this, that, the other thing. Because last week he wasn't on the injury report. I thought we had all moved on. Do we have any concerns about Christian Gonzalez, Ted?
I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
I'm gonna say no. A lot. You know, I've listened to a lot of people talk about this, and I think the general consensus is, this is kind of what you might do. You know, if he's been a go the last 2 weeks. You know, maybe it's a little sore, so you kind of limit him, and so he's on the report, and so it's nothing to really worry about. It's just kind of general maintenance. And if he doesn't practice as much as he would if he was healthy, so be it. As long as he's there for the games, that's all I care about.
Same. The only thing I would question, Fitzy, is you're allowed to put a guy on the injury report full participation hamstring. So you can say he did everything he's supposed to, but we still acknowledge this hamstring thing happened. He wasn't on the injury report last week. Now this week, on Thursday, he's back on the... Why wasn't he listed full?
It's weird that it's two games and then this. It wasn't one game and then this.
It's very strange. And that's what I think leads people... I know Ben Volen was getting a lot of heat on social media for saying, looks like Christian Gonzalez may have tweaked the hamstring or something like that. And they're like, you reporting this? I think he was just reacting to a weird situation. The guy wasn't on the injury report, and then all of a sudden, he's on the injury report.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're... Again, if that didn't exist, if full participation hamstring didn't exist, then I would look at this differently. But it happens all the time across the NFL. If you pay attention, a guy who has a known injury is listed, even though he doesn't miss a single snap of practice. So I'm not worried.
I don't know why you put it on there then, if he doesn't miss a single snap. That's weird. I don't get it.
I don't really either.
Yeah, as a gamesmanship, we just don't.
I don't really. Never really trusted the injury reports.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think coaches do that all the time.
This goes back to your era when I went up to David Givens and asked him about being on the injury report. And he goes, I'm on the injury report? Why? And I was like, wait, what do you mean, why? You're the guy with the injury. If I can't ask the guy with the injury why he's on the injury report, then I don't really know if the injury report's worth the paper it's written on.
There were guys that were on IR that were out there practicing. That's how it went.
Oh, yeah. I got a name I would throw out there. I remember that. I remember watching the guy when I was in PR join the practice field every day when I walked off the
practice
field.
And just so people know, you're not supposed to be practicing if you're on IR.
No, you are not. Absolutely not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.